When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jet Goodhue, who's only really just starting to come into form. I was surprised that he didn't make the All Black squad, but maybe there's some logic in putting him in the All Black 15 and guaranteeing him some more game time, and the door's perhaps not shut for the Rugby World Cup. But, you know, you talk about the defences that South Africa and Northern Hemisphere sides are going to bring. I don't know, Goodhue just seems to be that guy, and I think he again showed it against the Blues on Friday night. Seems to have that ability to be able to read a game really well and to be able to change things up and be tactically, I don't know, he just seems to have great tactical nous and great spatial awareness.
Absolutely, and I 100% do not agree with the decision they've made to leave him out. And if you're in that All Blacks 15, you know, look, it's if you're a younger player, it's a step to be recognised, which is great. But at the end of the day, that Rugby Championship squad is 36 players. That's not including the players that were unavailable for injury. It's got to drop to 33 for Rugby World Cup from the Rugby Championship, which means that, you know, there's going to be three players taken away from that team. So how on earth do they think that they're going to get anyone from that All Blacks 15, a bar, a mass run of bad injuries, into that 33 to go Rugby World Cup? Which means, why on earth did you not put, when you've got David Havili and Quintu Paia still both injured, Jack Goodhue back in the mix, who's been there before, has been under that regime, has proven to be a starting All Black, and is just starting to come right? What is he going to get out of being in that All Blacks 15? He needed to be in that Rugby Championship side and making a statement for the 12 or 13 jersey. I just don't get it. I don't get why he is not there.
Yeah. Look, and I'm plenty of reward for a lot of Crusaders across both teams, and this is about celebrating the Crusaders. Speaking to, I guess, everybody's somewhat surprised that Dallas McLeod has been picked, and he's been picked as a midfielder, again, ahead of,
Goodhue,
Tuivasa-Sheck. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Tuivasa-Sheck, but sorry, just the head of Jack Goodhue. Look, great reward. Yes, he can play out on the wing there, but yeah, just knowing what we've got, looking at where we've come in the past, big game temperaments. I scratch my head, but I don't want to take anything away from Dallas McLeod, but I don't think anybody saw that one.
No, neither do I. You know, and I think the form that he's shown, he deserves it, you know, but you're right. It does wonder where it leaves the likes of, you know, many people were saying, you know, Levi Omoa, Thomas Umanga Jensen, you know, Billy Proctor, you know, those guys are obviously another bridge quite a long way away from making the All Blacks, when someone like Dallas McLeod can slot in there without only probably playing, this is possibly really his only real first year of regular starts for the Crusaders. So there's something there that they've seen. Look, he's big and tall, which helps when you're an inside back, particularly a 12. I think there's no disguising the reasoning behind putting Geordie Barrett there at 6'4" or whatever he is. A big, strong, hard-running player there that can offload. Dallas McLeod is of that same type of DNA. So there's probably something that they've seen there. The one thing I will say about him is he doesn't often miss a tackle. Defensively, man, he is solid. So, look, I have no problem with the fact that he hasn't earned that spot, because he has earned it, because his form, you couldn't say, has been patchy. It's been consistent. There's something there that they can see that they think that they can mould and make an even better player and make an all-black midfielder out of. But it does go to show you that many players that we thought they might be looking at, that they haven't even been considered when you looked at, they've gone to someone like him in a Rugby World Cup year.
Yeah, and I think that's the point. It's Rugby World Cup year.